personal hypnosis. December, the last month of the year, now. January is when most people set New Year's intentions. Now you can listen to this part with your eyes open or close your eyes and relax comfortably as you listen to this pre-framing conscious mind part before you take deep breaths and relax deeply into this hypnosis meditation session now. And so the month of December is the time, if not before, now, you've already got clear ideas of what you want to do. So you can set a few intentions from now moving forward and into the new year of new ways that you can change the activities that you do, change the thoughts that you have behind those activities, effortlessly become new behaviors because of new ways of thinking about them now. So as you begin to think about the things in your future and allow yourself to have more clarity and focus simply from setting an intention right now, and as you relax and drift into this relaxing hypnosis experience, all about having more clarity, because you focus on having more clarity now, you can allow simply any time of day ideas to present themselves to your conscious mind. Your other than unconscious mind will work on many, many different levels, solving problems, creating solutions, and presenting to you whatever you want to do more with the powerful resource that is your unconscious mind. Can be programmed with your intention to run in the background, creating good habits, creating good new ideas of how you can be more, have more, and enjoy more, and spread more joy in your life. Style is something that you style your life in a way more and more that brings you joy and allows you to do and experience the things that for you are good and make you feel good. Now, there are intentions that you can allow to come to mind clearer and clearer. And as you set an intention to have more clarity and be clearer about the things that are within your control that you can state in the positive, fully sensory rich experiences in the future that are good for you, all of you. They're good for every aspect of your life. And as you continue forward and achieve all sorts of successes, ones that weren't on a to-do list, that you didn't have the opportunity to cross off and feel good about another success, can start to come on to to-do lists. So that as you have more gratitude for the activities and the things that you did during that day, you think about the next day and the cool things that you're going to do. All the wonderful, simple little pleasures that you enjoy and the bigger achievements. So that you have more to be grateful for in the evening as you relax and sleep and dream, focusing your mind in gratitude. Bathing your neurology in gratitude. Focusing your mind, creating intentions inside. Really well-formed intentions, outcomes, desires, markers, goals on the journey that is your life. Now, in the future, in the things that make your life a place that gives you more to be grateful for. Being able to help others, to make a difference, to smile, to increase your lifestyle, your health, your vitality, your levels of optimism, enthusiasm, joy, tenacity, effortlessness, laughter, gratitude, all of the things, all of the emotions that are important to you, can allow yourself to create. And as you create many things, and some of the things just deep down inside, present them to yourselves that are created almost wholly and perfectly for you to just flow with, while other things you'll add to create shape and change as you move forward. And physical things that you create, physical items you create in the kitchen as art, as music, as poetry, and words that you write, have to have a finite evolution so that they become a thing manifest in their own right. A book, an album, an artwork that hangs beautifully on the wall, a poem. Many aspects of creativity have a point where they are complete. And while there are things that are finite, like writing and painting, those things that are finite in their creativity have an infinite creativity within them, and an infinite creativity in how you do those activities differently to achieve better results. And you want to be happy and happier with how you progress with your work. Just becomes better and better the more that you create. And so as you change and update all of the strategies that allow you to create first drafts, pause, revise, and know when you're done revising, clearly inside have a sense that allows you to know and the opportunity to be aware of it and thank that part of you that tells you, we're done with this. The finite point of creation is here. Action next is in a new area, moving this forward and other things forward into your future is a creative, bright future that the more you set intention right now and as you sleep and dream tonight, the more that you can achieve whatever it is that you choose to focus your mind, your energy and emotions behind, and the effortless movement of energy in a direction towards, so that the motivation and the tenacity behind the initial momentum continues in a joyful, effortless way from today more and more, because you focus deeper and deeper on all of the things that you get to enjoy, that you get to be grateful for, that you've done because of this wonderful intention setting and gratitude, enjoyment of things that are your successes in the future. Now, if you haven't already, take a deep breath in. Hold that breath, close your eyes, and as you allow yourself to go even deeper inside and allow all of the things that are positive for you, you can breathe out. Negativity breathes out, and allow space for the positivity as you breathe out. And take another deep breath inwards. Flood your body with those positive energies, supercharged from the universe, giving you more and more opportunity right now. As you relax into this experience to make change deep down, have more clarity, creativity, momentum, and deep breaths in. And
invigorate you.
Feel so good as you breathe in. And hold that breath so that as you breathe out this time and allow those tingles to assist you into relaxing into a more blissful, grateful, ecstatically joyful future now, relaxing into the present moment, orientating your mind into the future's bright. The future is full of things that you choose to have and experience more of. Your own goals of health, fitness, creativity, and more in the areas of your life, all that are important to you. You can relax deeper as you allow yourself to drift off deeper and integrate deep down inside your unconscious mind. New ideas with concepts that you are updating and concepts and beliefs that you hold solid, while examining the solidity of everything, allowing for more flexibility, creativity, opportunity in your future. You choose and you relax into an aligned mind and your unconscious mind, focusing in the same direction, creating solutions to any challenges that appear along the way, and allowing any of the challenges in the future just to be seen differently from a present moment, a future moment, a future past moment, as you look back on how you moved past successfully many things in the past, and you know how good it feels to have already achieved, moved past an obstacle that appeared big, and you relaxed, let go, moved forward, did some activities, and that knowledge that you achieved that effortlessly flowing through life more and more. When you relax and know that you can come up with solutions to all of the challenges that present themselves, you have so far in life succeeded one way or another, making decisions and going with the flow of other decisions that were made. And the more that you choose and make choices and allow yourself to move in the direction effortlessly that is right for you, to go with the flow and take the flow to wherever you want to divert the flow state, relaxes and makes you feel so good in that zone, that effortless zone where you peak optimal good feelings and feel really good, creates more good feelings of gratitude as you cast your mind over the activities and the things that you've done that day and this day and the days ahead, and feel those feelings of gratitude and thankfulness deep inside your heart, brain and mind aligned, looking back at those old challenges that you found solutions to and have moved past, and it was easier and more effortless than you realized. And as you allow yourself to apply that same type of thinking to a future imagination of scenarios and issues that haven't even presented themselves to you, yet you know when they do, you can think of them from a position of having already succeeded and achieved an outcome and moved forward. Comfortable that you know what is best for you can become more and more aware of your internal yes and your internal no signals that guide you to be more creative and know when you're done, to be more decisive when it's time to take action and know that it's done. Be more able to make solid decisions and move with the tenacity and the motivation, excitement of the new idea and decision that you've taken, moving you forward. The effortless feeling of the flow, wonderful state of how good it is that you're doing these things. Get you closer to the goal that feels so good. Now, the more you allow inside your mind as you sleep and dream tonight and relax into this session and in the days ahead, because of thinking and focusing your mind on the things that you have to be grateful for more and more, brings to your body and mind a feeling of gratitude throughout the neurology of your body and mind. Align heart, brain, good feeling of gratitude, more and more time in that good state of feeling so grateful and blessed and happy and excited to move forward from this wonderful state. Knowing that the decisions that need to be made in the future will be solved and made, and the action that you need to take right now is something that is exciting to take the first steps and effortlessly enjoyable as you continue moving on more and more, because of the more you have to be grateful for. Because the more you focus on the little things in your life that are wonderful and the achievements in your life that you've set as intentions and goals in the future, you can tick off more and more successes, the more and more things you put there that are wonderful in your life already, that can appear more and more on your gratitude list. So that your real list for the things that you need to do, have to do, want to do, become excited to do, enjoying to do, really want to do list, the really want to do list, the excited to do list. And as you put the grateful to have enjoyed list together of the simple little things in your life, and the successes of the action that needs taking, you can creating inside new solutions and strategies for creating excited to-do list, grateful and thankful that they're done list, happy because that to-do list can become lists of wonderful activities that are prioritized in an A, B, and C format, and structure that you create and revise as the most important things. And when those things are done each day, you get a good feeling, and you allow yourself to have a good feeling because of success, and you can reward yourself with a healthy way of being happier and smiling, because the brain likes rewards and success. The opportunity to enjoy more. Now, you can allow more, and the more you allow more and more things to come to mind, the more that you create the good feeling of succeeding and achieving. so that as you allow yourself to know that certain things aren't going to go in the exact way you'd imagine, and you can become more and more flexible about those, giving you the opportunity to feel differently about the things that didn't succeed that moment in time, yet can in the future, will be different in the future, is the opportunity for you to be flexible, lucid, creative inside your mind as to how you view a situation that is different in the real life compared to the vision in the mind that you had as you relaxed and set an intention, and be okay noticing the golden linings of the way things have turned out differently, and only allowing yourself to indulge in the good feelings. Because the old feelings and ways of being discontented and not good enough are patterns of behavior you tried that just didn't work. Instead, what works really well is to see the solutions, to feel okay about here, and look at how things can be different in the future, to be lucid of mind and see the golden linings ahead of time. Now, as you then allow yourself to have more of those wonderful feelings of gratitude and wonder because of setting simple intentions and achieving more and more things during your day because you choose to view it that way. The delicious breakfast and a few minutes of stretching in the morning, the opportunity for 5 minutes of meditation, wonderful things you're grateful for. Small little things inside your unconscious mind can be grateful for the gratitude of the taken for granted, the warm hot water in the tap, that you can spare a thought and feel grateful that you have so much more than you had before, and access to the things that you want to be able to create. And allow yourself to create in new ways, and to heal, and to recharge, and to refresh, and to feel good, and to enjoy optimal feelings of peak state of where your mind and body are in harmony. Deep down inside, your unconscious mind aligned with your other than unconscious mind, the images and thoughts you originate and create with the resources of the successful you have achieved so many wonderful successes in the past that you build on as you focus on the future now. You can allow a little time to go inside as you sleep and dream. Each night that you decide to allow your mind to focus on a thing that you want a solution to. And every time you ask your unconscious mind to present you with new solutions and allow you to see opportunities in front of you, the more you communicate with your unconscious and create an aligned, harmonious resource state from your unconscious mind with the direction of thought that you've put inside your mind. Deep down inside your unconscious mind creates new visions for the future. The future visions go deep down inside your unconscious mind, align with your body feels more gratitude as you create new, wonderful intentions for the future. Become images and intentions deep down inside your unconscious mind, and the good feelings in the body drawing you forward, because you know how effortless it can be to see the future unfolding in new ways, in detail and big pictures that become more detail and big pictures in your unconscious mind. It supplies more and more answers to solutions and focuses more and more on the future, because it gives you more and more opportunities to have more of the successes that feel good and you're so grateful for, that create the images and the thoughts in your mind that are details and big pictures that your unconscious finds more and more solutions to, allowing you to move forward, creating more and more of the future that you want. Big and bright in your future gives you more good feelings that become the past that you have as experiences and resources that move you forward in the future with a bigger smile, more tenacity at the beginning of every decision, more motivation and tenacity carries you through all the way to those effortless states, those flow states where you're just doing and creating, and in that zone, that feeling in your body, you know that flow state feels so good to create from that flow state, and to be able to make time to go into the creative space more and more often as time and activities require you to be able to reach those optimal states when you're doing your exercises, creating and cooking in the kitchen, writing a book, creating a course, working with a client, and moving yourself in any direction that is positive for you from right now. You allow a good feeling to flow over you, as you know that you can do and experience more and more. The more you listen to this, experience more and more good feelings and good inside your mind solutions that present themselves to your other than unconscious mind, aligned deep down the heart-brain connection, the alignment of the energy of your desires and unconscious resources and experiences of the past being successful in the flow, effortless state, with the certainty of knowing that it's done. Only a moment or two in time or more before you start to see the first successes and results that lead you towards the achievement of those really well-formed intentions and goals, the outcomes that are markers on the journey that is your life gets brighter, bigger, and more wonderful the more you put the more and more wonderful pictures and experience those pictures in the future and see solutions ahead of time now. And as you sleep and dream tonight, deep down inside, your unconscious can do the things that are right for you to have more enjoyment from your life. Is yours to direct more and more in the future direction that you want to choose, to set your unconscious mind in a certain way during the day and as you sleep and dream before you go. And as you sleep and dream, new neural pathways of success wire together, and new solutions present themselves to you, can start to feel more and more excited and awake with every moment right now that you take to wiggle your toes, to wiggle your fingers, to allow a smile to come up from the bottom of your toes and tingle in your solar plexus, moving forwards up to the gratitude of the heart center, expanding outwards all over you. Can allow yourself to feel more and more excited about enjoying the rest of the day in a new way. Now, as I count backwards from 5 to 1, all the way into a conscious 5, 4, 3, waking state, 2, eyes wide open. Enjoy this day, set intentions, create, make manifest. Till next time, let's move into the future with new intentions of the new you for the new year. Till next time.